بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالت إذا لا يبيعنا. We read yesterday how Makkah Sharif came to be inhabited and how Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام came with his wife Hajira and left her with her son Ismail عليه الصلاة والسلام and the place where the Kaaba Sharif was. And he left with them one bag of little bit khajur and a little skin bag of water. And when he was then, he started moving back again the same path that he came on. And she asked him, where are you going, leaving us alone like this? From there we learned that if we depend on Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and she knew that her husband is the Nabi, the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, and he won't do one but anything against the commandments of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So she asked him, has Allah commanded you with this? He said, yes. So when a person follows the commands of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala helps that person, even in this dunya, and if not in this dunya, then definitely in the Akhirah. And the real object of our life is the Akhirah. Like in Makkah Sharif, the people of Makkah, the leaders of Makkah, they heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in various ways, very many times. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua against them, it was after 12 years that you could see their duas were accepted. When in the battle of Badr, the leaders of Makkah were all slain, killed, etc., taken as captives. So we shouldn't be in a hurry. We should see what is the command of Allah Ta'ala. We are weak, but we should try our best that at all occasions we see what is the command of Allah and we try and fulfill that. So she, with complete conviction, she said that in that case, Allah Ta'ala will not destroy us. ثُمَّ رَجَعَتْ. And then she returned back again. She was following him as he was going and asking him. Then she came back to where her son was, that is by the Kaaba. And at that time there was no shelter, no house, no nothing whatsoever. فَانْطَلَقَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ حَتَّى إِذَا كَانَ عِنْدَ الثَّنِيَّةِ حَيْثُ لَا يَرُونَهُ. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam carried on walking until he came to a place which is known as Thaniya. And at that place now, and he know they cannot see me. At that time, he istaqbala bi wajhihi al-bayt. He faced towards the Kaaba Sharif. So from here to make dua. The dua is mentioned in front. So we learn also when we make dua, it is best to face the Kaaba Sharif. And in that way, facing the Qibla, du'as are more readily accepted. And when a person is more desperate, then he should stand and make du'a also. Not only sit and make du'a, but stand and face the Kaaba and make the du'a. Hadhraji, Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, before iftari, should stand for about half an hour, three quarter hour, facing the Qibla and continuously making du'a. And we will make dua for our own personal things. But Hazraji, making dua for the whole ummah. Wherever there were any problems, like any floods, riots, anything, for that also you should make the dua for the people of those countries, for the whole world. These people had that concern. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with one iota also of the concern of the ummah. We are hardly worried about ourselves. And we hardly really realize that Allah is the doer of everything, and we have to turn to Allah to get all our problems solved. ثُمَّ دَعَى بِهَاُولَيْ دَعَوَاتِ. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua which Allah loved so much, and Allah recorded it in the Quran Sharif, and everyone who reads the Quran, every Taraweeh, we have to read this dua. The dua, Allah, Rabbana, inni askantu min zurriyati biwadin ghayri zi zar'in inda baytikal muharram. Rabbana liyuqimu s-salah. Faj'al af'idatan minan nasi tahwi ilayhim warzuqhum minas thamarati la'allahum yashkurun. What a dua also Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made. He said, oh my sustainer, he turned to Allah, I've settled some of my offspring in a valley that is barren. That is, here in Makkah Sharif, where there is nothing that grows. It's a desert also like that. And at that time there was no anyone to do any farming or cultivation. And just on your name and trusting on you, you commanded me to do this. I've left them like this. Yeah. Also, if we don't have that level of iman, and we leave our children and we say Allah will look after them, that is not called that we are trusting in Allah. If we don't have that iman, then we are abandoning our family and children. If we have that iman, then and we trust in Allah like that, then of course Allah Ta'ala, and we are doing for a good cause, we are going for a good cause, definitely Allah will look after those children and them. But if we just want to, for our own benefit, for our own worldly gain, we go and get married to another woman, leave our children alone, we don't look after them, and then we say Allah will look after them. No, that is called abandoning the children. That is not called trusting in Allah Ta'ala. So when a person trusts in Allah, then see how Allah Ta'ala has accepted their dua. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, it's your command, and more than that, it is by your sacred house, by the Kaaba, I have left them. And yeah, you will look after them. Oh, our sustainer, so that they may establish salah. This is another very, very important point, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, by the command of Allah, left them there so that salat can be established. Yeah, again, all of us have to look within ourselves, how much have we established salah? The 5 times namaz a day, how do we perform it on time? Do we perform it with jamaat, etc.? This also we have to check ourselves. This great, great sacrifice that has been made was in order to establish salah. Therefore, make the hearts of some people to incline towards them. And what a dua, Ibrahim alayhi salam. And from here also we learn we must be very careful in our duas. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, let some people, not all the people all the time, some people incline towards them. If Allah, he had made dua that all the people, then Muslims, non-Muslims, all, and Hajj would have been farz on everyone every year, and the whole world will go there. We can imagine now with the crowds, we know we cannot cope, even out of Hajj time. Now with the Umrah crowds also, at various occasions, the crowds are so much that it is difficult to cope and control. What if Ibrahim alayhi salam had to make dua that let all the people come? Then what would have happened there? So the dua and the words of dua is also very important. So he said, let some people, let their hearts incline to the, towards them, and let them come there. And then he made dua and provide them with fruits. And today we see visually with our eyes, when we go to Makkah Sharif, the fruit of the world is there all the time. Whether it's summer, winter, whatever, but the fruit from around the world is there. And also, according to Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, fruits can also refer to the production of man. That is what machinery makes, what factories make. And we find all the things of the world are found there. Though there is a place that nothing really grows there. There are no factories in Makkah Sharif as such, but the things of the world are found there. And that place which was a barren land, how Allah Ta'ala made it, what a vibrant city, 24 hours of the day, everything carries on there, the tawaf carries on all the time, everything carries on. This was all the dua and those sacrifices. Perhaps they may be grateful. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he made this dua that perhaps the people will be grateful. So we also must be very grateful to Allah Ta'ala, and we know that everyone, how he cherishes to go for Hajj Umrah. And when we hear somebody is gone, our hearts also desire and long that we also must be there. So Allah Ta'ala has made this on this great, great sacrifice. And whoever will sacrifice for deen, Allah will make deen to come alive, and Allah will keep his name also alive. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with all these realities and bring the haqiqat of iman into our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana.